How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, you just get excited because you know what type of energy he brings to the locker room. You know his personality. You know, we just got better by adding Micah Hyde, whether that's on the football field or off the football field. Having a guy like that in the locker room around all the guys, like, it's all plus-plus in each and every category, and which makes a team good.
Sean talked about the delicate balance and bringing a player in, especially this late in the season, and how it's got to be a good fit.
Yeah.
Why is Micah the right guy?
I think all of us can answer that question, man. He's just a great guy, man, on and off the football field. When you think about bringing guys in, do you think, like, are they going to suck up all the energy in there? Are they energy vampires? Like, is it going to be about them? And, I mean, we all can answer that question. Like, we know what type of guy Micah is. We know what he brings to the football team on and off the football field. So, and he's always had great energy, smiling, has a lot of knowledge. If we need him to go out there and play, he can play. If we need him to help out the rookies and get guys going, he can. You know, whether that's a pregame speech or just talking to the guys getting ready to go, like Micah, you can't go wrong with a guy like Micah on your football team.
Ron, for all the things that you've accomplished in your career, you've never been on a team that's clinched a division title 12 weeks into the season. That much I know, but what do you think are the challenges of now refocusing on the next objective being the AFC?
I think Coach McDermott did a really good job about 6 weeks ago, and you know, he was talking to the guys and he was saying, like, let's not be tied to results. Let's go out there and play free, and let's go out there and play our style of football. Let's be the most prepared football team in the league, and let's go out there and play our game no matter what happens. And, you know, a guy like me, you got two Super Bowls. It was kind of hard for me, like, at first, like, we're not tied to results. What do you mean? But what that does is that just drives down the anxiety. It's not about me and how I feel and how I play. It's about the whole team. And once you drive down the anxiety and you start preaching preparation and comfort and rest, like, you get the response that we have from our team. So even though we've clinched the playoffs, I think we still push that narrative. You know, it's not about the results, you know. And it's hard to say because you want to go out there and score 60 points and get 3 sacks and go crazy, but – you know, it's just about wins, and you know, if we win, cool. If we don't, cool. And that's hard to say, like I said before, but it's not about me. It's about the overall mindset of this team. And when you drive down the anxiety, it's a weird phenomenon. Once you drive down the anxiety, and you really just surrender to the outcome, you play at a level that you wouldn't normally play at. It's a strange phenomenon, but it's been working for us.
Is that your first time going back to LA? What does this trip, the significance of this trip?
I love everything about L.A. The city brought me back. The team rejuvenated me. I got to play with some greats. I got coached by some greats. Coach McVay was incredible. You know, seeing Les Snead do his thing and work and just being a part of that Rams organization. It was a special moment in my life. And, you know, it's still hard to even talk about, like, the decision coming to Buffalo and not going to LA and not playing with Aaron Donald and coming here. And, you know, but I made the right decision for me. You know, you couldn't go wrong with either one. You go play with Matthew Stafford, or you go play with Josh Allen, you know, so you couldn't go wrong with either one. But, you know, I'm over here now, and Josh is doing a great job. Matthew Stafford always do a great job. It's all love. Don't have anything negative to say. They showed me so much love over there. Coach McVay is one of the best coaches that I've ever been involved with. The structure of that team and the way they go about their business is something that I always cherish, and it's really what put into my mind, like, I want to help create teams like the Los Angeles Rams. So, you know, it came at a point in my life where I really needed it, and they resurrected me. And, you know, going back to LA, playing in SoFi, the greatest stadium in the National Football League, it'll always be magical. We won a Super Bowl in there, and it'll always be magical for me, and it'll always be love going back to SoFi and going back to LA.
You mentioned Sean, what he did 6 weeks ago. I asked him a couple days ago. I've never noticed in all the years I've covered him how calm and cool and relaxed he seems.
Well,
have you noticed that? Has the team noticed that? Where does that come from?
I mean, he's been like that since I got here. And I heard the stories about, you know, Drill Sergeant McDermott, but I haven't seen it. Like, he's my neighbor, and I haven't seen that shade of Coach McDermott at all, whether we lost or whether we won, or whether it's about guys wearing suits on the plane or guys wearing street clothes on the plane. Like, I guess I just came at a great time with Coach McDermott, because he's done a great job. He's definitely one of my favorite coaches to be around, to talk to. He's all about winning. He's all about bringing the best out of all of his players. And it's been a joy to be coached by Coach McDermott, you know. And, you know, you can get things done in multiple different ways. You know, in Denver, you know, we got it done in different ways with Coach McVay. We did it in a different way. And here, Coach McDermott, the way he's going about it is special. And he's driving down the anxiety, really boosting up the preparation and the recovery. And it's, we've been able to you know, really react. And, you know, this is the byproduct of that. So it's multiple ways of doing this. And that's, shout out Coach McDermott, because you gotta feel comfortable in your skin and kind of take, you know, your foot off the gas on your players and expect them to trust them and expect them to go out here and do their stuff. But Coach McDermott is a great leader, man, and it's been an honor and a privilege to be with those guys.
What do you think about
going
about the Rams offense, man?
Stafford,
he's not a scrambler at this point in his career.
Just
the weapons
there. I mean, he's never been a scrambler, but he's made up for it in between his years. You know, he's a super smart quarterback, and he might can't run a 4-3, but he can throw a no-look pass 50 yards. He can throw a no-look pass 50 yards and look off the safety. So, for, you know, the speed or whatever, the scrambling ability, he makes up for it with his arm talent and his intelligence. So, and he's got two good receivers over there, great running backs, offensive line is solid. Coach McVay dials up, you know, one of the best offensive schemes in the National Football League. So it'll be a challenge for us. And they've been in dogfights this whole season. Got a lot of respect for the Los Angeles Rams. That's where the don't blink phrase came from. You know, we were up on the Rams in my first game as a Buffalo Bill, and I knew that no lead is safe around those guys. So got a lot of respect for those guys. Got a lot of respect for the offensive line, running backs, wide receivers, and of course, Matthew Stafford.
Well, you've been on some special teams. Does this team have a little different feel than maybe a couple of ones in the past?
It does, but it doesn't. You know, success leaves clues, and, you know, you can do things in different ways, but at the same time, that special feeling is always there. And I'm probably the wrong one to ask about this, because I'm just an optimistic type of guy, you know. In Denver, we were 2-8, and I'm still feeling like, guys, we can do this, you know. So I'm not the one to ask, you know, but I've always had an optimistic outlook on life, and especially on football teams. But I think it's easy for guys to be optimistic about this team when you look at the way Josh is playing and our defense is playing and all the tools that we have and the overall vibe for this team. So I think that's the wrong question for me to ask, because I always feel optimistic about whatever our chances are to go out there and win it.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.